Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do some Creation Lightship healings tonight, where you're actually brought on board the lightship in your physical body form, but that means that you're being taken up when you're not here. Remember, we're in a time-based reality, and when you're not here, then you're on the lightship at this time. Otherwise, you could be somewhere else in some dark side universe, but tonight we're going to the lightship out of time. And this whole show will probably be out of time for you. This is why they go by so quickly. So, let's first do some clearing here for everybody. We'll do an emotional clearing. And this is probably well needed by the end of the week here for most people. So we're going to go back 5 days in your life here. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. These are all invisible bodies that work hand-in-hand with your physical body. The reason why you have them is because your physical body would not exist because of the psychic attack energy of people using mind energy. And you know how thoughts control things, and the thoughts that you think normally are going to be working with the dark energy instead of the hard energy. So the mind energy is actually the darkness. And this is what happens to people when you think bad thoughts, you connect with them, and you can give them body pains, you can have them physical illnesses, and the far end of the scale is, witchcraft, etc. And this is all dark side energy. So the Earth Spirit put in place these invisible bodies for us to keep our physical body from actually passing on and dying because of these awful attacks. So these are why you have them, but they get overloaded and filled up, and then they leak into the physical body. And in this energetic body life form now has a mind of its own and gives you illnesses as these bodies are not cleaned out. So we'll do a sample here of your feeling body. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a trauma body for people. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental body. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So, since this is the beginning of the show, let's go to the lightship. So, this will not work on the archives. It'll only work live right now with the people listening to the program. And if you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, just think of them in your consciousness. And here we go. So, I'll count to five. You're going to be on the lightship instantly. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And the first room that we're going into is the orientation room. And this room is where you're actually talking with the light being doctors. And they will take sometimes the physical forms of humanoids like we have here on this planet, or animals, birds and bees, etc. So these are a lot of the 3D energies that are in creation. And they may not even be here. They'd be elsewhere. But we recognize them, and here we go. The healing is between you and the light being doctors, and what determines your healing is your genetic predisposition upon the healing aspects of your ancestors. So it's what they believed in their lifetime, along with how much you're in your body with your spirit, how many entities you have attaching to you. There's a whole bunch of things, but basically, here we go. So we're going into the first room, which is the hot tub room. This is quite normal that we do. And the one-hour conference calls that we have Mondays and Fridays for only $20 for healing. So we're inside of a pink gel right now. And you may just want to experience that energy. Remember, you're there physically right now, just the way you're dressed. And the light beam doctors are working with you. We're going to go into a room where they start working with their hips. I see a lot of people online who have hip conditions right now. So they're going to start working with your hip joints. So you may feel energy there. Sometimes people actually sense little tingles, maybe a warmth in that area. And they can also make, if you have any metal, like titanium, as far as hip replacements, you can actually have that be re-energized to have it look like bone for your body. So the pain will go away if you have any physical pain. So you want to request your healings. The light beams will not go over what they think that you need, because they only want you to have what you're asking for. So they're strictly in divine energy, and they don't judge you. And here we go. So request your healing. And we're going into another room. And what we're going to do is do a sample clearing here of what we're doing tomorrow, which is an 8-hour conference call. And this 8-hour conference call is going to be this coming Sunday. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And here we go. This room here is one of the rooms with the shapeshifters in it. And these are the quarantine rooms outside of the lightship. The lightship cannot have anything of darkness put inside of it. It won't allow that, because what will happen is whatever comes in there with the densities of darkness, it would be terminated. So the parts of you that are in darkness can't go there. This is why you're in quarantine. So what we're going to have now is the shapeshifter bodies being taken out of you, the ones that we can get out in this short amount of time here. And they're going to start working with the shapeshifters that are attached to your necks. This is what they're working with first here. So here we go. You might feel energies moving in your neck. Remember, on the website, we have the alien attack removal on the left side of the navigation screen, and there's many things there that you can go into. There's shapeshifters, there's extraterrestrial parasites that have come into our bodies from the aliens. We have just all different types of energetic, shapeshifters, shadow bodies. They attach to our physical body organs. There's octopus, there's squid. There's all different types of things that are invisible, but they still cause us problems. Okay, we're going to take out another energy. This will be doing tomorrow also on the 8-hour conference call. And here we go. We're going to be taking out, these are some of the maggots that are crawling around inside of your head. So here we go. These are the maggots coming through, coming out. So if your head starts to itch, it's only because they're there, and we're activating them and getting them out. And these are also our extraterrestrial energies, alien life forms that the dark side brought here through mind energy. You can check out the movie The Mist. It'll give you a good clue of what's happening, of what people do, bringing in divine energies or opening up stargates or like firing up the grid, etc., bringing in these dark energies, not knowing what they're doing. Very, very sad for humanity here to be suffering from what people do with their thoughts. Okay, next energy we're taking away will be the octopus energy. This one here is probably the most harmful to us. This one wraps around our body organs, wraps around our rib cage, our heart, our lungs. So we're going to work with the tentacles now that are attached to your left lung and taking these out right now. And then after that, we'll get the whole body out. So we're going to get three of them out, ones that are going to your lungs. Right now, that's working with your rib cage. Okay, we've got a couple of tentacles out more here, and we got about three more to go. This one's attached around your heart. You might actually feel your body changing energies right now as they get released here. Okay, now we'll get the physical body out of this octopus energy. This one here has tentacles that are about 20 foot in length. They start off at about a foot in diameter, so they're very large, but these are energetic beings. And these are alien life forms that come inside of us. They also exist here physically on this planet. Okay, that one's out. And we'll get the extra energies here of the octopus. We'll do the one with the heart. And there's about five tentacles wrapped around hearts right now, so we'll get those off. You might feel your heart skip a beat maybe as it gets released here. And you might have more warmth in your body. Maybe you thought you had a heart condition and everything showed that, and all of a sudden, by having an octopus taken off of your heart energy, out of your heart so it can respond properly, you might actually feel better. Okay, here we go. This one's coming out. A few more tentacles. You've got four more to go. Okay, here we go. And these last two are wrapped around your necks. There we go. Good. And let's do the other lung, the right lung. Here we go. And bliss is filling. This one's a pretty heavy one here. Four is coming out. And I'll count to 10 as it gets released from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Good. That one's released out of you right now. And let's do the ones that are attached to your bladders. People may have a bladder problem, and that's because maybe there's one of these ET critters attached to you. So let's get the ones that are related to that. And what I'm seeing now is some of the squid energies. So here we go. Take off some squids. Coming out. I'll count to 10, get the first one out. And we can have hundreds of these attached to us. This is to show you what this particular conference call will be like tomorrow. Here we go. I'll count to 10 as it gets released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That one's released. Okay. So we have lots of these energies. These are physical body parts and spirit parts of us in quarantine. So when you go to the lightship for healing, you may only have maybe say one-fifth of you going there, because that's still holding spiritual integrity along with your spirit. And so the dark side, the aliens attached to these energies of you, and you can never go there for a healing because they don't allow darkness in there. This is why we do these special conference calls, to allow you to have a chance so that your body can get healed. And once they take away the darkness, then be able now to have a healing from the light ship. The light ship created you, but they don't not allow any type of darkness to come upon the light ship itself, because at that point it would infiltrate the light and we wouldn't have any light. So it's very simple to understand that. And here we go. We're going to take out one of the energies here. This one here works in your joints. This is the caterpillar energies. And if you have arthritis or something, or a stiff joint, let's see if this helps you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And let's work with some of the energies that are attached to your bone marrow. And as I see this here, these are like little, kind of like little gnats that are walking around in there. So here we go, taking some of these out of you. This you may not even recognize, but we do this anyway. There's many healings that the body cannot feel, but you might feel your body actually heating up. So we have many bodies that are invisible in the quarantine area. We have many invisible bodies that make up the physical body, but mainly this is working with your spirit and working with your physical body. And the parts and pieces of you, remember, you have a spiritual blueprint, and when the dark side takes over the spiritual blueprint and infiltrates it with darkness of these beings living inside of you, you just have to look at, just think of the physical parasites that we have that we know about. Well, we also have energetic ones, too. This is why the website is so good. You can go on it for $30 a month and get rid of these energetic life forms, along with alien races that are abducting people. So you may want to just check that out here. It's very, very affordable and well worth doing that. This is good for people who've been abducted, too, because you can leave the light being on for 8 hours in the evening to have protection. Here we go. Go, taking off some more of these out of your bone marrow. Okay. And let's go into the light ship now with the bodies that we have out of quarantine. It's hard to say how much of it, how many parts of it or percentage-wise you have going there, but we're going to go into the pain release room right now. And we're going to bring in the energy for that here. So I'll count to 10 as it comes in. You may feel your body feeling much better. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. This is feeling wonderful. And let's bring in the peace energy. So why don't you go to the BBS page of Creation Lightship Healing and scroll down a little bit over an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to actually see the light being there, one of them that is working with us. There's hundreds, but this is one of them. And this one's going to come in right now. And I'll count to 10. We'll bring in some peace energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you should start to feel your body changing. You may become more energized. What we're going to do is just put some music on so you can actually experience these healings here. And I'm going to go into the room of your choice, so just request a healing of what you may want to have. And the Light Beings will help you as much as they can right now. So this is your time to request your own healing. And we'll be there for probably about 3 minutes here. And we'll come back from the light shift tonight. Come back from the light shift here. I'll count to 5 as we come back. You're going to feel your body energy shift a little bit. And hopefully you're able to see on the light shift. A lot of people can actually see the light beams because they're able to do that. So here we go. We're coming back in. So back here, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
Yes, here I am. And hello. Welcome, everyone, to our program this evening, and I see quite a few people are on the fast chat with us, so thanks, guys. That's great. And I see Annika just came on, so hello. And if you have questions that you'd like to ask Ron about the light ship, about healings, you can actually give us a call if you'd like. I'll give you the number in just a second. If you have a pen, you might want to write this down. So the call-in number for tonight is 888-815-9778. 856 888 815-9756, and we'd love to hear from you. And we also like to talk with you on the fast chat during the hour, so please go ahead and type questions in or comments or requests over there. And we'll just talk about healings and about the lightship and about some of the special healings that are coming up. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so if you're interested in why people don't heal, the call last night, the show on BBS Radio went into a lot of detail, and so you may want to go back and revisit that on the archives. So that would be the date of 8/28/09. It's a Friday show, and we were on it for about an hour and a half doing healing. So you may find it quite interesting how a dog bite had so much different interference and energies that needed to be healed and cleared away in order to have some progress being made on that. So most people don't understand the extent of the healing that's really required going into any type of situation. Remember, what you're living is your past lives. This is who you are. You're the representation, the walking specimen, we'll call it, of your ancestors. So what they thought, what they believed is stored inside of you. And it comes out of you through your life experiences in this lifetime. Your spirit's only with you, not to have learning lessons like everybody talks about, but it's with you to help you do healings on your body. And they can do that without you having it leave your body. This is why meditation is so bad if you leave your body, because you're not home. And then you're unprotected. Or whenever you're out of your body, having drugs or alcohol or anything else that alters your mind, that eliminates the connection between the spirit and you, and your spirit just says, well, I'm out of here, and it leaves. So that's why you want to keep your physical body temple precious and holy and sacred, because you want to keep your spirit with you. If you don't have a spirit in your body, then who's home? Who's running the show? It would be something else besides you, which could be entities or aliens or and aliens, I should say, not or, but they would be also entities. So it gets kind of complicated very quickly. Most people never talk to their spirits, so this is what we do on this show, is to get you to be heart-connected, at least with that. And then once you become heart-connected, then that's what you should be doing, you know, throughout your whole life every day. Then you want to get integrated into your body. And that's what all these clearings that we do on this program for sample clearings and what we have on the website is for you to get integrated with your spirit into your body, not just being in your body, you know, floating around there. So you want to come into every one of your cells and the cell structure of who you are so that you can hold light. Otherwise, you won't be able to do that, because your spirit, just like going into the quarantine room, cannot and will not be able to stay with you with densities. So somebody asked in the fast chat, does the $1 or $20 calls on Mondays and Fridays, do we go to the quarantine rooms? And normally we do not go. We just go to the regular location in the light ship with what you have, what's available to be healed with your body, and because the darkness can't come in there. So we do healings that way, and this is why we do the specialized healings for the 8-hour calls on Sundays to the marathon healing. And the theme for this month, this is the last one for this month, and it'll probably be a carryover for next month too, will be physical body rejuvenation. This is where we get out of the energies like the squids, octopuses, the black widow energies. There's all different types, snakes, worms, the scorpions, mosquitoes. There's all different types of alien life forms that inhabit your body. And once you get them out, you start realizing, wow, you know, I never knew I had these things inside of me. And you don't know until you get them out, because remember, they're living with you. So when they coexist with you, you just think it's normal until you start feeling the energy coming out of you. And most people become very, very aware of the situation. And when they do get aware, then they don't want to really typically hug people or shake hands, because they actually see and feel these energies coming back into their body. So that's one way to validate what's happening when you touch somebody and all of a sudden you feel something crawling inside of your body, you know, like you've been slimed, and you know it's inside of you wiggling around, and you go, oh my God, you know. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I just want to mention again real briefly about last night's radio show, which if you weren't able to tune in last night on Friday night, the 28th, it'd be a great archive to listen to. It's an hour and a half in length, and I think Ron did probably close to 30 different healings last night, and some of it was related to, like Ron said, a woman who had a dog bite. But those healings were actually working for the other people on the call as well. And even some people experienced healing of old injuries that they had had. So it was great. And it really gives you a good idea of all the different layers of the onion, so to speak, that have to be peeled away to get a complete healing done, because there's so many different energetic bodies that we have. You know, you've got the emotional body, the mental body, the trauma body, all these different bodies that can be impacted and affected. And one of the ones that was so interesting actually last night was the energy of the dog that had transferred into the person that the dog bit. So in other words, the dog's trauma, the dog's fear, the dog's anger, and all that energy had actually gone into the person who was bit by the dog, and that had to be healed and taken out of the person as well. So it's very incredible, very interesting, and I don't think we've ever had a radio show quite like that. So when you get a chance, definitely check out that archive, and it'll be a great, great experience. And then let's talk a little bit about the opportunity tomorrow, which there's still openings for if anybody would like to take part in that 8-hour special healing marathon. So can we talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Yeah, so it's a continuation of the physical body rejuvenation. It's very good. If you missed the other ones, it's still perfectly fine to come on. The light beams will work on you at the level that you are. So whatever your problems are, they'll helpfully work with you, and this is how these healings work. So far we've done, I think, probably 3 months of these intensives of different types of things, but it doesn't matter where you join or where you come in, because they're all going to be beneficial to you. And the next month we'll be doing probably more of the physical body rejuvenation, also with, I think, probably the nervous system. Remember, these things are crawling around inside of you. This is why you're not getting healing. And once you understand that, then you're going to have your eyes opened up to, wow, this is really something that we can actually get things out of us that are extraterrestrial, that are inside of us working against our body and living off of us. You know, what we have on the website, too, is the alien death barcode. So that's a very interesting one. That's $150, and you actually have two special healings, and that takes typically 2 hours to do each particular death barcode. And mostly we'll have three, so you have 6 hours there. And I tell people to have about 8 hours put aside, so normally people do it on the weekends. And your whole life changes. You get your energy back in your body for most people. I'd say almost everybody that I've talked with that's communicated with me, so they feel like they're 10 years younger. Only because when your first death barcode comes into play, 10 years prior to that, you start losing life force energy. And you're living with maybe a third of your energy. And each time a death barcode comes in place and you start losing more and more energy, they take away your life force energy. Your what I call the mind of the body, which is your healer, inside of you gives up because it knows that there's no use, because why would it want to heal a body that's going to die? And remember, this is put in place, too, by the aliens. And one of the other things that they do also is the planetary clearing. And the planetary clearing, you know, we all know about that. Well, we know about the planets, you know, the your natal chart, et cetera, your horoscope. But we clear away about 2,000 planets from you so that you're able to be less mind-controlled, because that's what they're doing to you. They're courting you and affecting you that way. So the call tomorrow is very, very good. We don't do these calls or this type of healing on the special, you know, nights that we have the one-hour shows, which are Monday, one-hour conference calls that are Monday and Friday. we do physical healings on those. People get a lot of benefit, but we don't go into the quarantine room because it's just too much. The people who have been on the calls are still on the lifeship right now having healings done on them. So after the call tomorrow, which ends on Sunday, it starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time, gets over at 6, and just add 3 hours to that time if you're back east. You're still on the lifeship for about a week after that because they're still working with you, and you may actually even feel the energies. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, there's been quite a number of people reporting that they, you know, are feeling those energies for the week following the calls, and it's really something, you know, to feel the way that the light beings work with you so gently, and you know, just it's just a beautiful thing to experience. So as they do these healings on you, it's very gentle. You don't, I mean, sometimes you can really feel these things coming out of you, but it's typically not, you know, painful or anything like that. So they're very, very wonderful to work with. So let's see what we have on the fast chat. Wanted to say hello to Lana Kula, who's here with us for the first time. And thanks very much for being with us. And Kimberly is commenting about the parasites that you're talking about, Ron, and how they really drain our energy and interfere with our spirit infusion. So do you want to talk a little bit about spirit infusion and how that's kind of a big, important part of these calls?
Yeah, what happens is once you get cleared out of these alien energies, then you have to have your spirit put back into your body again properly. And so the lightship does that because the lightship created your spirit and they created your physical body. Even though our bodies have been altered by the aliens genetically and stuff, we still have the divine spark within the body. So we're still considered, you know, a body from the lightship. Once you have the clearing, your spirit also has to go through the same clearing that your physical body went through. And so all of a sudden, you're doing two clearings at once. To make it very simplistic here. And so once you have your physical healing, we'll say that they work on a part of your fingernail. Okay, that was a dark side attachment. So your spirit has a fingernail too because it has to come into everything of your body. Every cell of your body is where your spirit's supposed to be. So it has to work on, you know, the fingernail of your spirit. And then we do the spirit infusion. And that's normally the last hour of the 8-hour conference call. And then you get that spirit energy back into you again. And it's done properly, so you don't have to worry about having it come in crooked, backwards, et cetera. In fact, we'll do a sample right now for people. I'm going to take you out of your body instantly and put you back in again. I don't recommend ever going out of your body, but this is for healing because most people are not in their body properly. So what I'm going to do is just take you out. This is with your permission. And you come back in properly, straight. And you're going to feel different if you were, you know, actually put in improperly. So here we go. Coming out, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. Back in again. One, two, three, four, and five. Now you're in your body correctly. Some people are out in the astral plane. Maybe they're doing meditations or something. They come in any which way. And you can actually have your head down by your feet. Or you can have maybe if you're in the astral plane and you have some kind of spiritual warfare they're going on. Maybe they cut you in half. So you come in and maybe your torso is twisted around backwards. Maybe somebody hits you with a sledgehammer, so all of a sudden you have broken arms. Maybe your body's broken someplace. You wake up the next morning and you go, man, why do I have these bruises on me? I don't know what I got involved with last night, you know. Well, this is your dream state, also going into parallel lifetimes. So what happens is if your spirit comes in wrong once, normally it always comes back in wrong the same time. And it's very, very sad that this happens because your spirit only knows how to come in by the last time that it came in properly or the last time it actually came in. So if it came in wrong once, it'll come in wrong probably ever since because we're not conscious enough to know that we're in our bodies backwards or sideways or a little bit crooked. So what I'll do for people is to show you what it's like if you wish. I'll put you in your body, and I'll turn you 90 degrees to the right. And this is your choice, and then we'll straighten you out again. It'll take you probably about a minute or two to readjust afterwards. to make all those connections again. But here we go. This is just for your own particular knowledge. I love doing this on the expos that I go to. I show people what it's like to be in your body improperly. Some people don't like it because they feel kind of strange. But other people smile and go, yeah, I remember what that's like. This happened to me, you know. I've been this way for my whole life or something, and now I feel great. So here we go. I'm going to turn you to the right. So count to five. Take your spirit out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn you to the right. This is with your permission. Come back in again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you should feel like you're looking to the right. And you should also feel like you have a wonderful psychic vision to the right side of you. And I'm going to take you back out now and put you in properly so you're facing straight ahead. So here we go. Coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn you. 90 degrees. Back where you're supposed to be. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back in again. There we go. So some people also do not go down into their body far enough with their spirit. And why is that? Because your spirit wants to leave and doesn't want to be here. So we're going to take you out and put you into your feet. And you're going to be able to feel your feet getting heavy, your legs getting heavy. And remember, your spirit's your healer, so if it doesn't want to go down into your legs, you're not going to have leg healings. So this is very, very beneficial. So we're just going to take you out. And you may get a little dizzy here, but you've been through your feet, and in and out, 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 and back in. So you might feel like now your whole body's connected, because your spirit energy now is flowing into your feet. If you had cold feet, they might be getting warm right now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So we have a few requests on the fast chat. So let's see. We have, just bear with me 1 second, Annika and Clara. Clara is wondering, Ron, if at some point tonight you could bring in Mother Mary.
Okay, Clara, just for you. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen, everybody, and we'll bring in Mother Mary from the light ship. So you might say, if you're new to the program, you might wonder, well, I always bring in Mother Mary. You know, what's so different about this Mother Mary? Well, this is heart energy. If you think of Mother Mary in your mind, you're bringing in the dark side cloned Mother Mary, the Mother Mary from the light of the darkness. Remember, the light creates dark. I mean, the darkness creates the light of the darkness, which is like the light that we think that we go to. This is where you go to with your near-death experiences. When you have a near-death experience, you don't go to the light. You go to the light of the darkness. And then we have people talking about that, how wonderful it was, and then they got stuck back into the forced alien reincarnation loop here. And so this is why you're here, because the alien wants to keep you here in this planet to take away your emotional trauma and energy. So I'm not that much of a proponent of aliens as far as being positive. If they were positive, where are they? You know, we've been suffering for a long time here genetically. So these are what you call gods that come down. You can watch the movie 10,000 B.C., a good one to watch also. And so, like I say, when you go to a church and you pray to a god outside of yourself, what Jesus told you not to do, you're praying to some alien god. And all churches have alien gods, and that energy is being connected to you. So when you go to a church and you pray, P-R-A-Y, then you would pray, P-R-E-Y, to what you're praying to. So you put on that T-shirt with a bullseye on it, and they start taking away your life force energy. And then you know that you have problems. So here we go. We're going to bring in Mother Mary. This is heart energy. So she'll only come to you from your heart. If you try to use your mind to figure this energy out, the mind does not know heart. So here we go. It can't even feel it. So count to 10. Look at the light beam, and she'll come in. Mother Mary, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to increase the energy again here. 1, 2, 3. You should be able to see the light beam changing energies right now, changing colors. Watch the eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, that feels great to me. I'll just put some music on so you can actually experience this energy here, Mother Mary. This is her true spirit energy that she brought down to the earth as she walked the earth here. This is the light being that came here to be in the body of Mother Mary. Mary sure feels good tonight. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, and Heal was asking on the fast chat if the grandmother of Jesus, which I believe was Anna or Anne, is on the light ship, and if she is, if we could also experience her energy.
Okay, here we go. Very similar to the energy of Mother Mary. Very, very similar. I almost see them as almost identical. But we'll see how you perceive that here. So here we go. Count to 10 again, a couple of times. We'll ask Mother Mary to leave and bring in her grandmother. Okay. The grandmother of Jesus. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll put a different song on here and let you experience this beautiful energy. Remember, just feel with your heart. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, these divine energies feel so wonderful. It'd be really nice if we could experience a few more. And,
sure.
One that's always wonderful to experience is Archangel Michael directly from the light ship.
Okay, so let's bring in Archangel Michael. This is a lot of people's favorite. So here we go. Again, this is a heart energy. It doesn't come in through the mind. So if you call Archangel Michael in through your head, it'll be the Archangel Michael from the light of the darkness that you don't want. That's mind control energies. So here we go. We'll have the grandmother of Jesus leave the light being, and here comes Archangel Michael. So we'll count to 10 again a couple of times. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And here's some music here. And here we go. Very peaceful energy. Kind of electric too, isn't it, Sylvia?
Yes, very much so.
Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Okay, let's see. I really love, and we haven't had this for a long time, the energy of Moses.
Oh, yeah. Here comes Moses. So let's release Archangel Michael here. And here comes Moses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, boy, it makes me smile. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So here we go. Here's Moses for everybody. From your heart, you have to sample this energy. He wants to have some thunder coming in there with some rain showers here. Yeah, it looks like time is just flying by in the show. It's always very, very quick.
Wow, it really is. Well, let's see. We have another request. I just want to mention something really briefly first. Someone was asking about the cost of the BBS archives. I believe they're something like $1.95 if you just want to listen to one particular archive. And then there's a monthly rate, and then I believe it's $59.95 for the whole year. But the way to find that out is just to go to the BBS homepage, click on Archives, and then click on Sign Up, and then it'll give you a rate page. So let's see. We had a request from Ren if we could experience Kuan Yin.
Sure. Okay. So here we go. Count to 10 again. And we'll have Moses leave the light beam. And here comes Kuan Yin. And this is how fast the 8-hour conference calls go, too. 8 hours of time feels like about maybe 20, 30 minutes. Remember, you're out of time on the light ship, so this is why this show goes by so quickly. So if you're worried about the 8-hour time being a long time, it's really not. And we break every hour for about 5 minutes. And you can also be on it absentee. It works just as well. So here comes Kuan Yin. I'll count to 10 again to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll put on another song here for everybody. And just enjoy this wonderful energy of Kuan Yin.